Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Amy Asip. She's the site director for BioGirls in Jamestown. And Amy, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. We're very excited to talk about BioGirls. Now, before we talk about what you guys are and what you guys do, what is BioGirls? What is this group?
Yeah, BioGirls actually stands for Beautiful Inside and Out. So we truly are a mentoring club for young ladies, and we put a focus as well on physical fitness.
Okay. Excellent. So BioGirls, some of our listeners may be familiar with it. Some of them might not be. So we're going to talk more about BioGirls and who it's for and how to get involved. But Amy, tell us a little bit about how this came to Jamestown, because there's several other, Minnesota has it, North Dakota, several communities have it. How did we get it started in Jamestown?
Yeah, I think I just really have a passion for helping young women, and I had friends across the state that were participating in these programs with their daughters, and I saw it on Facebook, and I reached out to the Fargo director to see if they would be willing to expand to Jamestown, and they were very excited to get that call, and I just had to raise some funds and actually apply to have the program here in Jamestown.
It very exciting, very cool to have something like this for our area. And now it's going on. You just finished your second season of this, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Excellent. Very good. Again, Amy Asip, site director for BioGirls Jamestown. So BioGirls is a program for girls ages or in grades 2 through 6. It just sounds like a great, get together for these girls to kind of come together for one thing, and that's being healthy, right?
That's right. Yep.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that if you can.
Yeah, we have about 35 girls that can be accepted into our program each season. It is a free program for those that want to join. And we have fabulous mentors that have stepped up in our community and that want to be a part of these young ladies' life and influence them to be good people and do great things and set awesome goals. And so really we get together for 12 weeks and for about an hour and 45 minutes once a week. And we train for, this year we did the Running of the Pink, which is the first weekend in June. So that's kind of our ultimate goal, is to run a 5K in our community.
Wow, that's amazing. And especially, thinking of running a 5K myself, seems very daunting, but it's very cool for these girls, grades 2 through 6, to have that goal in mind and be working towards that goal. So it's almost a team building thing too, right?
It really is. They get to know other girls that they may have not gotten to know. It also helps build their confidence, develop some life skills that they may not have yet or are working on, and also achieve a really cool goal.
Yeah, right. Completing a 5K at that age is awesome.
Right.
That's a fantastic thing to work for. So looking at the program, 500 girls nearly have participated in BioGirls and have experienced the supportive environment that you guys offer, which is fantastic. It's just so great, the thing you guys do, and making it free for these girls to participate in, being a nonprofit, you guys look for sponsorships and everything too, right?
We do look for sponsorships. It costs about $3,500 to run the program, so about $100 per participant. Yeah. The girls get their registration fee paid for. They get some fun giveaways, a t-shirt. And so we are looking for sponsors to help us provide this program for the third season coming up here this spring.
Excellent. So again, Amy Asip joining us here on Let's Talk, talking about BioGirls Jamestown. Amy, we should talk about what parents and what kids should be looking for, because you point out that you go by seasons, and obviously this season being done, and next year you'll start looking forward to getting the third season underway, right?
Yeah, we'll start ramping back up again in February. We will get flyers out to all of the elementary schools and try to get the word out again about the program. Registration will open online probably late February and go for about 30 days. Okay. And then we'll start meeting at the end of March.
Awesome. Very good. And is it every week that you guys meet leading up to that that 5K that you want to run?
We do. We meet once a week.
Okay.
And the evening is really based off of a lesson that we do together. It might be talking about bullying or eating right, could be paying it forward, those types of things. And everything that we do is Christian based.
Okay.
So we will share a Bible verse with the girls and talk through that. And we also try to do some sort of fun activity, whether it's a craft or, you know, some temporary tattoos or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we round out the evening with our short run. One of the things that we also add to the program are at-home workouts.
Oh, okay.
So we send home a week-long activity list for the girls. And a lot of girls are already active in sports, so we don't want them doubling up.
Right, definitely.
But we encourage them to follow the at-home workout since they are training. They have to do more than just once a week.
Yeah.
And it also encourages, you know, the families to get involved and really try and do it with their children.
It sounds very involved, which is fantastic, getting the girls involved. And as you pointed out, meeting maybe the girls they never would have met before, but coming together to understand certain topics and learn about certain things and just, it sounds like connect, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is fantastic.
Be able to express themselves.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Amy Asap, again, she is the site director for BioGirls in Jamestown. Amy, are we missing anything? Is there something else you'd like to say about BioGirls or anything like that?
I think the most important part is just that we're heading into our third season.
Yeah.
It's gained some momentum now, and we can only accept 35 girls.
That's got to be hard.
It is really hard.
Because, I mean, obviously you'd like to accept more, but I'm sure that's what it allows for is 35.
Right. And so when we open up the registration, it's really important to get right on there and get your daughter registered.
Perfect. So, Amy, if anybody wanted to learn more about BioGirls or they want to ask you questions about what it entails and what they would need for their kids to be involved, what are some ways they can learn more about BioGirls or ask you any questions?
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to take a look at the BioGirls website. It's biogirlsrun.com. That tells you a lot of information about the program, and certainly feel free to get in touch with me.
Okay.
My number is 701-269-9740, and we do have a BioGirls Jamestown Facebook page.
Excellent.
So you can look us up there.
Excellent. So a lot of ways to get involved. So look for BioGirls when they come back around February, and maybe Amy will have you come back in and talk about that and get everybody excited for that again. Is there anything else you'd like to throw in there?
No, that's great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Amy, for joining us here on Let's Talk.